Every 100 years or so, the planet Venus travels on the same plane as Earth's orbit around the Sun. Venus blocks the light of the Sun, so the planet can be observed from Earth. Indiana University astronomy graduate student Alec Hirschauer stood over one of three 8-inch Meade reflecting telescopes equipped with solar filters as people waited in lines for first contact.
What we just noticed is that right on time, just at the edge of the Sun, just at one edge of the Sun, there's a tiniest little bite taken out of the light from the Sun. And then as time progresses, that little bite will sort of increase into sort of a half circle and then a full circle.
Venus made its first appearance at 6:03 p.m., the edge of the planet barely visible along the top right edge of the orange Sun. The astronomy department gave onlookers, scientists, amateur astronomers, students, and families special sunglasses. They allowed the sky watchers to peer directly into the Sun and the small black speck that was Venus. The glasses reduced the amount of light entering their eyes by 100,000, lowering a significant amount of ultraviolet rays.
You see the big orange Sun?
Yeah.
You see the big black dot?
That's Venus.
That is Venus.
Amateur astronomer Michael Coulson brought his own telescope, but no one was looking through it. Coulson says his 60-millimeter refractor telescope captures the Sun's light, reflects it off a mirror through the eyepiece, and onto a whiteboard.
Right now we're seeing the Sun, the picture of the Sun being projected onto the cardboard, and we're seeing second contact.
It was the first time Venus's tiny silhouette was visible since 1882. The planet won't be visible from the Earth again until the year 2117. For WFIU News, I'm Kyle Clayton.
You should be good. All right, take a look-see.